This is the Agile Thoughts Podcast, and I'm Lance Kine.
Hi there, folks. I'm Tom Perry, an Agile consultant, and like to introduce you to the world of impediments.
This is a continuing episode of a series with Tom Perry, and we're going to talk about those dastardly little impediments. You know what? The other thing is, Tom and folks listening in, is Tom, you said this earlier. You said like you weren't good at recognizing impediments, and I don't know if those are recognizing your own impediments, your team's impediments, but I think it's that external viewpoint. I can see other people's impediments easy, but I just demonstrated that I have a blind spot for my own.
Exactly. And one of the things that I started to do was just keep a daily log. I put together a little Excel spreadsheet, and it could have anything in it. It could be that I got up in the morning and the coffee maker wasn't set, and I had to press the button on the coffee maker or had to put coffee in the coffee maker. And that slowed down my morning by about 2.33 seconds. And that was enough. That could be. And, you know, if I went out to the car and I had a bad day on the freeway getting into Bellevue, that's another impediment. And if I couldn't find a parking space and I had to go to the fifth level of the parking structure before I found a parking space, that was an impediment. And just sort of keeping a rigorous log of all of the daily miseries, you know, the minor little irritations that we internalize all of that stuff, and it becomes just part of our day. And it's like, no, actually, those are, and then you start to see categories of things. It starts to look like there's a relationship between the way I behave and the kinds of impediments that I run into. And so that actually was kind of profound. That was, now I'm bumping into a lot of impediments that are due to my tendency to procrastinate, right? Why is that impediment there? Oh, that's a procrastination related impediment. Oh no, I see. So now I have a hint as to what kind of behavioral change I might put into place to help make sure that I have fewer of those impediments in the future. And so I could start treating them as sort of classes of things. And it's going to be different for everybody. But I suspect that many people have that sort of issue themselves, that sort of categories of impediments that probably go back to behavioral origins. And that's me getting all psychology geeky. You know, that was my degree in college. And so I just...
And I saw that in the book. I reviewed it really quick before the interview. And so, folks, it's about 90 pages, but they're not 90 thick pages. It's written about like a poetry chapbook style. So it's a very easy, short read. He's got writing assignments or something like that in it, I would say, at the end of each chapter to get you to break down the barrier to trying something. And so you try something.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm big on short. I figured the best books are the short books. So that was my approach to that.
Nice. Tom, would you like to read the back of your book, or shall I, to the audience?
I think you've got it in front of you, so go for it.
All right. So this is the back of the book. So this is to warm you up and whet your appetite. What could possibly go wrong? It's day one of the most exciting project of your career. You and your team are going to build the next great app. The whole team is energized and gets down to business. During one of your rare free moments during the day, you pause and take a look around, and it hits you. This is one of the best teams you've ever worked with. You all rock. And then somebody mentions that IT won't give the team a place to build their code for another 6 weeks. And then the security team wants to review all of your code, but they can't get to it for another 2 months. And your lead developer, your main man, his dog just died. Suddenly, you're totally screwed. The impediments that teams deal with are perhaps one of the most underappreciated subjects in the project management world. When not uncovered and resolved, impediments can do harm to an otherwise well-run project in ways that are often subtle and easy to miss. That's what this book's about. How to find, track, and destroy impediments. Sweet.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. And I have to appreciate a number of things. Like, I like the each chapter opens with a quote about impediments from someone famous, which is pretty neat. Cause I'm thinking like, you know, Woodrow Wilson, you know, he's talking about obstacles and, Thomas Carlyle. The idea is in thyself. The impediment is in thyself. That's pretty cool. And it's got tips to managing impediments. It talks about scale, impediments at scale, all kinds of stuff. Tom, is there anything you want to jump into here, or what do you think?
Well, golly, it's been a while, but I think the there were a couple of things that were eye openers for me, or that might be worth looking at. One is I had a model for how impediments fit into I guess our temporal lives. So what I mean by that, and that's a mouthful, but what I mean by that is that impediments have a life cycle. There's a life cycle to them. So they don't just come along all by themselves. Instead, what happens is you see something on the horizon. You see something that might be a problem, but it's not a problem yet. In other words, you know, it's kind of like driving down the freeway and you see something up ahead and you're like, oh, is that a cow crossing the road? What is that? You know, and you're still cruising along at 50 miles an hour. So it's not a big deal. But as you get closer and closer, you're like, whoa, that's not a cow. That's an elk. Oh, my God, it's huge. And you start slowing down. And so when you see it, you know, a half mile off, it's not an impediment. It's a risk. Mm-hmm. It's a risk. So all impediments are born as risks. And so one of the things that tells us is making ourselves very sensitive to risk and really risk management practices. And I'm talking about the old school PMI style risk management or agile, you know, agile being in itself almost a risk management strategy, are all tools for us to detect early on impediments. And so as that moose, as that elk, you know, comes closer and closer, of course, what do? We slow down. Now it's an impediment, right? Right. And once you tap the brakes, now it's an impediment. And you go around the moose or you run into the moose or whatever you're going to do, whatever catastrophic accident happens there, you move past the moose and you keep on driving down the road. And now the moose is in the rearview mirror. Mm. And that is a potential lesson learned. Mm. Not necessarily a lesson learned, but a potential lesson learned right there. So it's an impediment that you got past. And the question is, are you going to let that sucker get you again?
Right. On the drive back.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're going to come around the bend, and guess what? There's going to be another moose in the road. So what are you going to do? And, you know, maybe next time you honk the horn.
I dog-eared that page, too, because I really appreciated the taxonomy you created. Future, it's got a picture, and it says, in the future, you see risk, and then impediment mm-hmm. is as you're getting closer, and it's bothering you. And then in the past, mm-hmm. it's a lesson. Lesson, I think, is what you said, yes. So it's a lesson that you learned, mm-hmm. potentially.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it helped me put it into kind of a framework to say, how can I uncover these things and what should I do with them? You know, it's not enough. And I think it's an important lesson for many teams. It's not enough to wait until you hit the impediment. You know, it's not enough until you run into the moose. That's not an effective way to operate. If you want to really improve, then what you need to do is you need to, number one, identify it early on so it doesn't have to be an impediment at all, or you can take some sort of mitigating strategy. And number two, if it does happen, then you need to be very careful to understand what happened and learn from it. And those are two things that most teams don't do, in my experience. Most teams are not very sensitive to risk management and have almost zero awareness of it. And the other thing that they're weak on is when something like that does happen, of course, you can hold a retrospective or something, but they're not very good at really identifying those problems and dealing with them. Oh.
Agile Thoughts wants your help. However you find our show, be it through iTunes, Stitcher, or any of the other podcast aggregation systems, go ahead and leave us a review. Click some stars, and that will help us grow the show. Thank you. We've got show notes for you, and they include links to yummy things that we talked about in this episode. What are show notes? The show notes show up right in your podcast player if that's what you use to listen to the show. You just look into that part of your app and you can click and tap away to your heart's content. But if you're not using a podcast player, don't worry, we're not leaving you out. Just go back to the website where you downloaded the MP3 and there you will see the show notes. Next episode, more Tom Perry.
And just sort of keeping a rigorous log of all of the daily miseries, you know, the minor little irritations that we internalize all of that stuff and it becomes just part of our day. And it's like, no, actually, those are, and then you start to see categories of things. Mm. It starts to look like there's a relationship between the way I behave and the kinds of impediments that I run into.